The Center for Earthquake Research and Information, CERI for short, is based at the University of Memphis. Seismologist Dr. Steve Horton is lead research scientist studying the Central Arkansas earthquakes along with the Arkansas Geological Survey.
Well, it's mostly in Faulkner County. The fault is about 12 kilometers long at this time, and it ranges in depth from about 3 to 7 kilometers deep.
So that's nearly 8 miles long and several miles deep. Since installing monitoring equipment on the newly discovered fault last autumn, Dr. Horton has measured 1,000 quakes above magnitude 2.0 between Greenbrier and Guy.
In the last 2 weeks of February, intense activity expanded the fault area that we had seen earlier in the fall of 2010 towards the town of Greenbrier, which has about a population of 15,000 people. The fault is actually close enough now to Greenbrier that people are feeling magnitude 2 earthquakes, which those are very small. And so they're feeling all the magnitude 2s, 3s, 4s. So it's quite an experience for the people that live there.
When a 4.7 earthquake was recorded 3 miles north of Greenbrier near midnight on February 27th, residents across a 6-state region reported feeling it. According to a USGS survey website, no one was hurt and little damage reported. The quake was the largest to occur in Arkansas since 1979, but that was on the New Madrid seismic zone near Marked Tree. But yesterday, CERI announced the Greenbrier Fault is large enough to produce a magnitude 6.0 earthquake.
I'm not quite sure what the impact would be, but you're getting to the point at which earthquakes are potentially damaging at that point.
Especially to older, less stable structures. Lots of faults run east and west across Faulkner County, Dr. Horton said. This one is novel, though, running northeast to southwest. The fault also lies at the epicenter of a huge and very lucrative natural gas mining industry on the so-called Fayetteville Shale Play. An estimated 7,000 wells have been drilled so far using a new method called horizontal slickwater hydraulic fracturing. Drillers bore thousands of feet deep into gas-rich shale, then thousands of feet more horizontally through it. The shale's cracked using explosives, pressurized water mixed with sand and tons of lubricating chemicals, releasing methane up into a constructed pipeline network. The process also creates many millions of gallons of contaminated slickwater wastewater, which is disposed of by spreading on farm fields or injected into deep underground disposal wells. Two new disposal wells between 6 and 11,000 feet deep, owned by Chesapeake Operating and Clarita Operating, are situated near the Greenbrier Fault. That slickwater, used to break up gas-rich shale, could also cause a rigid earthquake fault to slip. So scientists with the Center for Earthquake Research have been specifically monitoring the disposal wells.
So back in September, we actually installed a small network in the vicinity of two saltwater disposal wells that had recently come online. On September 23rd, a swarm started of earthquakes in that area. This is the same swarm that I'm talking about now. It became intense in October and November, and at that time there was a fault that was about 6 kilometers long, which was illuminated. There was a lull in the activity through the winter months, and then in the second week, around February 16th, seismicity picked up and was very intense again. And the fault extended that we now knew was there. The seismicity extended towards the town of Greenbrier to the south, and it doubled in size within 2 weeks.
On March 4th, the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission, which oversees natural gas drilling, issued an emergency order to shut down the two wastewater injection wells near Greenbrier.
They turned the wells off about, as I understand, about 7 a.m. in the morning, and things quieted down immediately. Indeed, it was almost too quiet. And since that time, they've been rather quiet, although there have been earthquakes And so this may be just another lull in a sequence that's had peaks and valleys in it, or it may indicate that they got the right wells when they had them turned it off. We're not clear yet, but time will tell.
Disposal well operators reportedly say quakes are a natural phenomenon, but Dr. Steve Horton believes strongly there is a connection.
That area of Arkansas has actually seen swarms of earthquakes like this before, back in 1982 and again in 2001. They're not exactly in the same area there, but only maybe 15 or 20 kilometers southeast of where the current seismicity is. So it's very possible that it's a peak in a natural cycle of seismicity in that area. On the other hand, I invested my time and energy to actually put out an array of seismometers back in September in order to record earthquakes that I thought might happen because these two wells were starting to operate.
So the big question is, has industry-furnished seismologists slick water disposal well data in order to match quakes to injections?
The wells are regulated by the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission. Under what's called the UIC regulations from the Environmental Protection Agency. Based on those regulations, they're required to report once a month what their volume is and what their peak injection rate is. So those values are actually posted on the Oil and Gas Commission website. So we have that data. That data has not proven sufficient to actually see a correlation between the injection rate and pressure and the peaks in the earthquakes. So we've requested, and the Oil and Gas Commission has required the injection companies, operators, to provide more detailed information. At this point, we're behind in terms of getting that data, and the data at this point is not conclusive.
They don't have much time. The emergency order shutting down the two disposal wells automatically terminates at the conclusion of the next regularly scheduled commission hearing, March 29th. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.